Where have you seen Jimmy progress the most from when you started working with him till now?
It's probably his grasp of the offense, meaning something he hasn't really had experience with, coming from what he was in the past in the NFL. So I think just his grasp of what we're doing and the concepts, and we're doing some different things with, as far as what he's done in the past.
What have you identified as his strengths?
I think his leadership and how competitive he is. His intelligence is off the charts, and the attention to detail. He's done a really good job of making sure that he's on the same page as other guys anytime he's had an opportunity to go in there. Preseason was impressive. You're playing with a bunch of guys that probably aren't going to make the team, and he got some of those guys caught up very quick, and a couple of those guys ended up making our team, and a lot of that reason is because he helped them out.
As you're putting together a game plan, how do you sense that you can help him find an early comfort zone?
Well, we'll wait and see what's going on. I know Coach Fox talked about, we'll see where Jay's at and see what ends up happening on Sunday. I'm waiting for him to give me the green light one way or the other. And the good thing is our offense is very fluid. We're able to make adjustments very quickly. So we'll just wait to see what happens.
With Jimmy, what are some of the things he can do to make sure he's consistent, accurate with his accuracy?
You try to find some completions. We were trying to do it last game with Jay. I think early when Jimmy went in the game, it was kind of, we got thrown in the mix. We were all of a sudden in a two-minute drill. Never really got a chance to get to the sideline and kind of put together a plan to put him in the best position possible. He was out there 2 minutes. We punt it. We get the ball right back. We're in the red zone trying to find a completion there, and then all of a sudden we got the ball again. So we never got a chance to really sit down and talk about, what he had success in and, in training camp. So we were trying to call the game very quickly and remember what he's good at.
How's that process going this week as you guys have had more time?
We're just going through our normal routine of practice. It's always easier when, a guy gets a chance to take reps and practice and get a feel for what we're doing. And, our guys, it's an easy adjustment for us as far as when he walks in. He takes reps on a normal week. We don't do the whole Jay takes every rep of practice. That's just kind of not how we operate. We keep these guys fresh and live and be ready to go at any time.
How different is his playbook from Jay's playbook? Can he run the zone read option?
He might be able to. We'll see.
How different are the two playbooks, though, for them? Two different quarterbacks?
We'll put our best game plan forward that's going to, help us have a chance against Seattle.
How does crowd noise affect the football team? Is it mainly on the line? Where is it most evident?
I think it affects you if you let it affect you. But if you have a good system and you do a good job of communicating and you make sure you're down as far as what you're doing signal-wise, if you're working at the line of scrimmage, then it shouldn't really affect you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you guys have struggled with false starts in regular situations. Is there any feel as to why, and does doing it on a silent count, might that make it better?
Probably. This last game, that was ridiculous what we had going on there. I think just the change of quarterback, there was a slight difference in those two guys' cadence, and that really kind of got our line a little shaken up a little bit, and it took us a minute to get things straightened out. So hopefully, we've fixed anything if that ever happens again to where we won't have those issues.
Is it on the backup to make his cadence as similar?
Yeah, you always make it. His cadence should be just like Jay's.
When you're in the first year of an offense, how much more problematic is it to prepare a backup for the situation when everybody's still getting comfortable with your offense?
Well, that's a good thing, is they're all learning together. So, he knows as much as Jay does, and David knows as much as both of them. So I don't think it's that big of an issue.
But were you disappointed in the way the team responded to a new quarterback in the Cardinals game, even given that it was obviously in the game?
I was more disappointed in the play calling. Mm-hmm. I thought I did a poor job of putting those guys in good position. After going back and watching the tape and evaluating that, I felt like I could have put Jimmy in some better spots. And so that was my biggest criticism, was I should have done a better job as far as putting our players in a better position.
How
How did you assess Kyle Long's progress / comfort week one to week two?
I thought he did pretty good considering he's playing with one hand. His movement skills are off the charts, and his ability to stay in front of a defender is special. And I think he's making strides every week. It's going to be a growing process, but I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, I feel really confident that he'll be one of the top-tier guys in the league.
Did you sense that he gained that extra comfort in the second game and all of a
sudden? I think so. I mean, he's so hard on himself, and, you know, we got out of that second game, and I think he realized I'm pretty good, and I belong there, and his mental mistakes went way down, and you could see there was a different comfort level.
How much does Alshon affect what Eddie is able to do on the field? You know, we obviously see last week with Alshon not being in there. How does that affect how you can use Eddie?
I think he affects everybody. I mean, he's a difference maker. I mean, he's a big guy. You have to make sure that, you know, you know where he's at. You know, we like moving him around, putting him in different spots, and that moves everybody else around. So it's hard to target, you know, who we're trying to get the ball to and who's really the main guy that week. And right now, you know, it's easier to kind of focus on, you know, a couple guys, and most teams probably can see where we're trying to get the ball sometimes. And then now we need some guys to step up so we can spread it out. And when they take certain players away, other guys have to step up.
You didn't have to worry about it with Peyton, but through your coaching experiences, when you've had to been on a team that's moved from the starter to the backup because of injury, what can you draw from those experiences to help, you know, get Jimmy ready?
I mean, you usually lean back on, you know, what you did in preseason with guys, your experience as far as calling plays. You know, like you said, in Denver, the only time I ever had to go to Brock was when we were up by a lot. So it was really we were running the clock out. So now when you're in a situation where the backup gets thrown in the middle of a game, I mean, you got to change speeds. And, you know, that's one of the things that you got to be ready for. And I didn't do a very good job last week.
What's different about Seattle's secondary with Cam Chancellor back there?
Well, he's the heartbeat of that defense. He brings the swagger. He brings the attitude. That's definitely, we're going to see that on Sunday. And him being back is probably going to be an energy boost for them. And, I mean, that's the best secondary in the league, and they have, you know, some of the best players on defense in the league. So that's going to be a challenge for us.
Is there a way to prepare yourself for that change of having a new guy out there? Is there any way to learn without having been thrust?
Well, I know plenty about this defense. I mean, I learned the hard way in a Super Bowl. So, I mean, the personnel hasn't changed that much. The playmakers are still there.
No, I mean when you're bringing in a backup quarterback, kind of on the fly to injury. Is there a way to prepare yourself for, okay?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, you just lean on the experience. And, you know, their personnel is what it is. And basically you throw him in there, he becomes a starter, and you run your offense.
Adam Langford got that second quarter drive there and obviously did fairly well. What did you like about him as a ball carrier this season?
He's aggressive, downhill. He's a lot more physical than I thought when we drafted him. But his ability as far as a pass catcher and pass protector has been impressive. I was surprised by that when we got him going in training camp. But seeing him kind of develop as we go here, it's been something that we've been pleased with as far as a guy that we drafted that we thought could contribute.
Because Forte is obviously so invaluable, but because some of the other wide receiver injuries you're dealing with, is there potentially an opportunity to get Jeremy and Matt on the field together?
I mean, there's always potential. We try to mix up our personnel groups. We tried it in the first game. Green Bay did a good job reacting to it, and we went away from it. They did some things to take us out of that package. But, you know, our biggest thing is trying to be as multiple as possible.